Blog Talk Radio.
So we can
praise Zion of Calm.
So we lift him up. So we lift him up. So we lift him up.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It just says,
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Sing, Lord, I love to sing your praise. Yeah. I'm so glad you're in my life. Oh, my God, my
Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm glad, Lord, that you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth. Think about that, beloved. From heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, our debt to pay. From the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky. Lord, Lord, I lift your name on high. Today, I know we all lift God's name on high. I am Reverend Alethea, the pastor of the Pavilion of God, and I welcome you to this novel, new, blessed worship time together. The Pavilion Church is a church without walls today. Think about that, beloved. We are a church without walls. All the churches that have walls shall let their walls down so the Spirit of the Lord can enter easily and the people of God can walk through. But we have come together virtually with power and the promise of God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want you to know that your mics are turned on so that at times you can speak as the Spirit moves you to speak or when that time is for you to share in one way or the other. But I ask you to keep your phones on mute so that we're able to easily hear the message as it's going forth today in the various ways that it is. We are committed. We at the Pavilion of God are committed to serving the Lord in all seasons. You know, there are times when over and againstness comes up and we back away from serving God. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We serve God when the weather isn't good. We serve God when we are our bodies are challenged. But for many people, the coronavirus has created a season of concern that pulls us away from one another. But if we are physically away from one another, we ought to be spiritually connected. Amen. We ought to be able to reach out and touch the power of God and reach out and touch one another's hearts and minds and souls. We are commended to be in relationship and serve and worship the Lord together, no matter what the season may bring. This is a season of challenge, but I know that God has given us vision. We're here on this radio station. God has given us power, and we're here on this radio station. God has given us the tools to do the to complete the assignment that God has given to us. We are the people who embrace the possibilities through our faith. So I'm asking you this morning, don't just listen. I'm asking you to worship the Lord. Worship the Lord in power. Worship the Lord in strength. Worship the Lord in faith this morning, even though we're not physically sitting next to one another. Amen. We need to be ready to share the praise of the Lord and receive the blessings of the Lord. For the blessings are here. For you, the blessings are here for your family. The blessings are here for your loved ones. You become the reservoir of God's holy power. Let the Holy Spirit indwell you and be present with you through this worship today. Amen and amen. Minister Darrell, I'd like to ask you to open us with prayer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for another privilege, hallelujah, an opportunity to gather together in your holy name, hallelujah. Even though we may be physically apart, God, we believe by your Holy Spirit we are together. We just praise your name and we thank you, hallelujah, right now, oh God, for touching us. And we reach up, hallelujah, to touch you. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We thank you for every godly goal, hallelujah, and every divine destiny represented in our midst, oh God. And we pray in Jesus' name, not just for us here, but for your people all over, God, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty according to your word. We pray, oh God, that you would have your way, bless our share, our speaker for today in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet. Hallelujah.
Glory, yes.
We thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you for being in our midst and letting us be in yours. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Powerful prayer. We thank you for prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes our hearts, our minds, and even what we can see. Just think about it. God works through us with prayer, and what was blue can turn red in our hearts. Amen. We can be on fire for the Lord just with the word of prayer. Amen. We thank God, Minister Darrell, for that prayer. Deacon Charles, will you say hello and offer our announcements and concerns for this moment?
Good morning. Thanks very much, Reverend Alethea. We welcome, we praise God. We pray that you will receive a blessing today from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here at the Pavilion, our vision is a world where Goliath do not prevail. No Goliath in any form of hunger, illness, violence, or injustice of any kind in a world where the people of God know and trust the promises of provide a way of escape through Jesus Christ. Amen. Our mission is to share the promises and power of God with the people of God. For God's promises opens us to victories, no matter the battle. Our motto is a mission possible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. That is Luke 1:37. I'd like to also share with you, we have a prayer ministry. We invite you to call our prayer line on Wednesdays, each and every Wednesday, at 6 a.m. and also at 12 noon. The number that you dial in on is 701-801-1220. Again, that number is 701-801-1220. And the access code is 509-296-035 and the pound sign. We thank Deacon Agneta Coleman for her leadership with our prayer ministry. She is one powerful prayer warrior. And again, we thank her for her blessings and taking charge of this leadership in our prayer ministries. We thank God for the miracles we witness, and remember to embrace the favor of God as you move through the week. Moving to our concerns, we pray for our country, our world, and ourselves in reference to the coronavirus. Next, this is Women's History Month. And in fact, today is International Women's Day. We say hallelujah to that. We thank God for our women and our girls in Jesus' name. Next, we move to our prayer concerns. We continue to remember Michaela in Jamaica, and we pray for her health and healing in the name of Jesus. We continue to surround Tony Bass with our prayers. We continue to surround Tia Winfrey. We continue to surround Taniqua James. And we say a special prayer for Mama Carol, who is out of the area now working in New York. We look forward to Mama Carol joining us back in D.C. at God's time. She is still connected with the family, though she is not present with us physically. She is always present with us in spirit. I think that those are the, let me get to now the, we affirm our ministry leadership team, which is Minister Darrell, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agneta, and Stacy Keel, our church administrator, for their commitment to serve. We affirm health and prosperity for the members of the Pavilion of God. Now it's time for our celebrations. In the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. Not fellowship, fellowship. Fellowship
Amen.
Means following Jesus in all the ways you can. Amen. Also, we are celebrating birthdays this month. On the 10th, we'll be celebrating the birthday of Isabel James. On the 10th, on the 15th, we celebrate Caden's birthday. And on the 16th, we celebrate Wendy Minor. And on the 18th, we celebrate Dr. Pat. And on the 22nd, we celebrate Chance Hill. And for our announcements, I invite you to join our Bible study. It is each Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can dial in on the telephone number. It's 845-277-9346. And our theme of the Bible study for this period of time during Lent is Journey to the Cross. We invite you to come and join us as Jesus journeys to the cross. Also, we have an internet link, and if you need that, that will be online. We remind you to BYOB, that's bring your own Bible. Now, those who have their Bibles with you, can you just wave your Bibles in the air? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. And we give those who use technology to wave either their computer, their laptop, or whatever method they use, to wave
Hallelujah.
That in the air. Or just praise
yes.
it and thank God for the method of communication. Our tithes and offerings, you can mail your tithes and offerings to the Pavilion. You can also use PayPal, or you can use Cash App, which is Pavilion of God.
And I can just hear everybody saying, thank God I can use Cash App. You've asked for it. You've gotten it. We have a Cash App, and all you have to do for the name for Cash App is Pavilion of God. I hope that keeps it simple enough. Amen. Thank you for that, Deacon Charles. Go ahead.
And I just want to say that if there are other prayer concerns that you may have, keep them on your heart. And have a little talk with Jesus.
Amen.
He will make it right.
Amen.
And I now give it back to Reverend Alethea.
Thank you for that. Those of our concerns, I want you to know, if you're not a regular worshiper with the Pavilion of God, God changes things in this faith community. We have seen miracles upon miracles upon miracles. So we want you to take your prayers to the cross. Share your prayer concerns with us. You can always email us, call in on Wednesday, and share it with Deacon Agneta. We get a prayer answered. And so I'm going to ask if Minister Helene will pray for us about all of our prayer concerns right now. Will you pray for the people of God? I know Minister Helene is here, and she's probably praying with her mic muted. So you can take the mute button off. Okay, Deacon Charles, will you go ahead and pray for us?
Yes. Close our eyes and open our hearts. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the ministry of the Pavilion of God. We thank you to be able to look up and feel the sunshine and the changing of the seasons, to be able to see the flowers begin to bloom, the buds on the trees, the cherry blossoms. Everything is done in your time, Lord.
Yes.
You wake up when we're sleeping. So often we may think that we are dead or in gloom, but we know and accept, and by faith we accept your love. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
For he died for all of us. He paved the way for us. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come and share and listen. We come with open hearts. We pray and ask your favor upon us this day. We pray that we will be able to let our light shine as bright as the sun. Others may see you in and through us. We
Glory,
thank you for
Reverend
Lydia, Lord, for her leadership. We thank you for all of those who are in your service. It's not about us, Lord. It's all about you. And we give you the power and the glory in the name of Jesus. And the people of God say, amen. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for that prayer. We know that prayer changes things, and we pray that you prayed in your heart and you're worshiping with us this morning. Amen. The word today, the message today is going to be brought by our own deacon, Avia Mebane. You know, we know that I love to preach the word of God. I love to teach the word of God. But I know that that we're all ministers of the Lord in our own way. God calls each of us not just to sit on the sidelines, but get into the business of sharing the word of God with each other and one another. We are alive in Christ here. We don't play around. We do play around. I'm going to tell the truth here. We have fun and we enjoy one another. We praise God. We joyfully praise God. And we love this fellowship that we have at the Pavilion of God. But most of all, I thank God for the servants of the Lord that are among us. And Deacon Avia is one of the many who serves the Lord in many different ways. And she's going to bring the message today. And before the next voice you hear, after we listen to the presence of the Lord, and I want you in your home to sing along with this. Keep your mics muted so we don't hear all of your voices. But I want you to know that as you praise the Lord and sing the praises of the Lord, God is hearing your voice. Isn't that a blessing to know that you are, none of us are too small for God, that God hears us, God knows us, and God enjoys our voice.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord. The power of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get my blessings right now. Deacon Avia, bless us with the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be here this morning. And today I'm going to read from Ezekiel 37, chapter 1 through 14. So if you do have your BYOB Bibles, open them up, please, to Ezekiel 37, 1, 14, and I will start reading. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. And just so everyone knows, sinews are tendons. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. And so, before I start the message, I just want to remind everyone that although these are ancient texts, these are situations that are happening now and that will continue to happen in the future. So sometimes we just need more futuristic interpretations of it. And so I will start the message now. And the message is the Valley of the Dry Bones. I have known about this story for some time now. Every time you read something again, you receive a little more revelation, but only if you're open to receive. As I was deciding what message to bring, I wanted it to be fresh, but also encouraging and motivating. I asked God, what should it be? And immediately, Ezekiel 37:14 popped in my head, and I knew that I needed to talk about the Valley of Dry Bones. We're living in a world where more than half of us are walking dead. We are on autopilot, doing the same routine day in and day out. Lots of people desire to escape the Valley of Dry Bones, but have no idea how. I'm not calling myself a prophet, but I do believe that I was called, just like Ezekiel, to deliver a message. You may wonder, who is she to do this? But who was Noah, Mary, Joseph, and Jeremiah? They were ordinary people who acted when God called upon them. Pay attention to what God is calling you to do. God's overall vision for his people is to live a life of joy, peace, love, and freedom. Some decisions we make in life land us in the valley. The valley is a holding station. It is designed for lessons to be learned, faith to be tested, and reminds us that if we are disconnected from the spirit of truth, it will take longer to escape. Not only do we have our own personal issues that keep us dry, we have the pressures of society that remind us every day that if we don't have this or that car, house, or whatever, we're not good enough. If your body is not a certain size, then you're not beautiful enough. If you don't make a certain amount of money, then you're a nobody. And if your skin color is not the right flavor, then you're just not welcome. So add all of this to what you already have going on, then you just possibly are a wreck. The pressures of society falling on us is definitely a hindrance from us being able to free ourselves from the grave, which is referenced in verse 13. When the scripture references the grave, my interpretation is walking away from the dead society programmed one-dimensional way of thinking. It says, I will put spirit in you and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it. Now, that is hope for all who are in the valley. I know that I strive on a daily basis to escape the valley. I also wanted to encourage you that it doesn't matter if you have the rustiest or dustiest bones. It doesn't matter if your bones are the oldest. It's all in the heart and knowing who you are and where you come from. You have the choice to stay in the valley or allow God to breathe life back into you. It can be a long process, but it is how you are open for the process to begin to work for you. So I've made seven little points to start to get out of the valley. Number one. Speak life into yourself each and every day. Once you begin to realize that God desires the best for you, it will give you the motivation and determination to keep moving forward. Write your personal mission statement. Repeat it every day until it becomes first nature. Then you will walk with your head held high. Number two, allow God into every situation in your life. A lot of us pick and choose what to turn over to God. God wants it all. If you do not let go and let God, then God will not interfere. Number three, continue to be grateful during every encounter in your life. I know it's easier said than done, but remember that God does not allow things to happen to you, but for you. Remember that life is about expansion and growth, not stagnation. Number four, your energy is energy attracts like energy. So if you walk around doubting yourself and feeling sorry for yourself, you will attract situations that match that frequency. You have the power to change your frequency by your thoughts. So start looking at situations in a positive perspective, so that you will start to attract the blessings that are waiting to grace your presence. Number five, use the gifts and talents that were deposited into your being before birth. There is a reason that God gives us these. These gifts are to be used to edify ourselves, but also to help others. Number six, trust God in the process. Once you start to fully trust, you will witness a breakdown of a lot of the things that are holding you down and back. It gets clearer and easier to see your destined path. And number seven, release old patterns and situations that are holding you back from God's will. It's frightening, but you will definitely be rewarded once you take that great leap. It's a necessary part of your growth and healing. No one ever said that life was easy, because it just isn't. But if you are ready and open for freedom and purpose, start today. Always remember and remind God of the promises that have been given to you. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And always remember Philippians 4:13, that I can do everything through him that gives me strength. And that is all the Lord gave me for today. And I just feel like that was enough, because I believe that God wanted anyone who felt like they needed to share anything, that we could have a sermon talk back at this time.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God gave you enough. God gave you exactly what you needed to have for today. And so, you know, each of those 7 points, we should all be able to churn from our own experience. So I want you to open your mic now, take yourself off mute. If there's something that you'd like to share, this is what we at the Pavilion call sermon talk back. In other words, as God was speaking through Deacon Avia, perhaps God was speaking to you, alerting you to a testimony, alerting you to a particular insight. 7 points. Perfect number of points to from that message. I can preach on each and every one. Let me just say something about speaking life into yourself. You know, we at the Pavilion believe in the laying on of hands. Do you know that you can lay hands on yourself? You can lay hands on yourself and bless yourself through the power of God. Is there anyone who wants to share something? If so, you can take your mic off, your phone off of mute, and share. But share with your name, please, so we'll know who's sharing. And now I know we can share here.
Oh, yeah.
Deacon.
Okay, say your name, please.
This is Brother Darrell.
Okay, hallelujah.
Amen. I just wanted to thank God for that word. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is a lamp unto our feet. Hallelujah. It's a light unto our pathway.
Amen.
The Bible says that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. And so I just thank God, because every time I get to hear his word, truly, it is exactly what Avia said, is speaking life, amen, into my situation. Hallelujah. It's an opportunity to get the truth, to be able to deal with whatever, hallelujah, the things are that we have to deal with. We're dealing with coronavirus. We're dealing with the election. Dealing with, you know, except. Add your own, you know. That word is truth in these times and seasons, when the very aspect of truth itself is being challenged, you know. So I'm grateful, and I think, I said it before, I say it again, and I just appreciate it. Sister, you have a gift to share God's word, and I just appreciate it. I thank God for using you today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Speak life into yourself. Allow God to come into every situation. So that's a powerful message. Be grateful. And to know that we attract so much of the negative experiences that we have, and that we should use our gifts. Do you know the gifts that God has given you? Someone has background noise. If so, would you put your phone on mute? Because if you're moving around, it's going to come right through to this and block the sound for others to hear. We need to trust God in every process of our life and release old patterns. You know, our Bible study is focusing on breaking the chains. Though, you know, a chain doesn't restrict you with one link. It has to have many links, and that's usually the patterns that we've established in our life. Think of every pattern. That's one more link in that chain that binds your spirit, binds your life. So does anyone want to share about release or share about not having dry bones but and having life come back into you? Some of us have been left for dead at moments in our lives, and perhaps God has given you new life. If you've recognized new life, you can share it now. You can take your phone off of mute. You can ask Deacon Avia a question or ask me a question or share a testimony.
Good morning, guys. Okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Good morning. This is Pamela. This is Pam. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God for the new life that I've been given and the new chances and new opportunities that I feel, you know, coming. I'm just really appreciative and grateful for it, for each chance to really get up and work towards it. You know, it feels good, and so I'm just grateful for that. What I wanted to say.
Amen.
Oh, that's a lot.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, we walk past the opportunities God gives us. You know, we walk past it. We don't see it. We don't experience it. We deny it. We're too caught up in the pain. We're too caught up in whatever we think is our joy and satisfaction just to say thank God for the new life I have in this moment. What a blessing it is. Yeah. And we pray God's continued blessings in your life, Sam. Continued blessings. Because if God is blessing you now, I want you to know tomorrow God will still be blessing you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, thank you. Anyone else?
This is Minister Helene.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to tell Deacon Avia just how refreshing it is to witness your journey. But I have
Thank
to
you.
Say that of all the messages that you've given in the years that we've known each other, I think this one probably has touched me the most. And I wish I was there so I can hug you.
Well, you're there. You're close enough. Hug in spirit.
Yeah. So that was really filling. That was definitely a feast for my heart and for my spirit. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Helene. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the truth fills your soul so that you're not hungry. You know, we're hungry often because we're not feasting on the word of God. Thank you for that, Minister Helene. That was a powerful reminder that God speaks truth into us that we can share with one another. Amen.
Amen.
Deacon Charles, I heard you say something over there. Did you want to comment, Deacon Charles?
Yes. Deacon Ava, you are awesome. It's amazing when we just release and let go and let God take control. That God will give us the words to say and how to say it. One of the takeaways for me today in your message, Avia, is that it requires me to be of action. I've got to have the faith. It's not me just sitting down and waiting on the Lord. Those things can happen like that. But in my life, I have to take a step.
Yeah.
And then God takes that next step for me. And so you open the book to the direction, what is required for us to do. And I am so appreciative of at Deacon Avia. And
thank you so much.
Am glad that things are set up that we can go back and hear it again.
Hallelujah.
What you stated in your message was that, you know, sometimes when you hear or read something the first time, it may have a different meaning the second and the third time. So I am appreciative for the words that you shared today.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
And I wanted to say, this is Daisy. I wanted to say that I am thankful to God to be able to be on this telephone ministry and sermon. That was a wonderful idea to do it over the phone because I was debating whether to go. I'm in New Jersey, whether to go up the street to the church I visit sometimes in terms of the crowd. So this is a great alternative. And I wanted to say that I thank God I was able to wake up this morning. I'm sitting outside in the backyard of my sister's house. It's a beautiful sunny morning. And I just wanted to thank God for having that opportunity. And Deacon Avia, that was a wonderful message. And to pay attention, as you stated, that we need to pay attention, you're welcome, to what God wants us to do. And Reverend Alethea is always saying that over the years I have been attending Pavilion of God, that we have to listen to what God is calling us to do in our lives.
Amen.
And as Baba Charles said, that inspired him to action. And also, I'm always in action, and my energy and love is for politics, which I'm always doing, volunteering to get out the word, to fill out the census. I've been doing that in this community of Pensauken, New Jersey, since November for my volunteering situation of being counted. There's a website called When We All Vote that Michelle Obama started a year ago this past January, of asking all of us to register to vote, family and friends. It doesn't matter what affiliation. So my action is one of politics. And I know also that God has called me for a mission in terms of caring for people, my mother, my sisters and brothers, my grandmother. So I am just honored to be on the line this morning. And I do participate in the Pavilion of God's prayer line that nobody mentioned. I've been doing that consistently for the last year. I recruited my sister, Darlene. She comes on a lot. And other people I have encouraged to come on to the prayer line that we have at the 12 noon. I can't make the 6 a.m., but I do the 12 noon consistently. And I think it's important to encourage people to come, and also to put me back on the prayer line, people of Pavilion of God. I didn't hear my name mentioned this morning, but I am still a part of Pavilion of God, and I also participate and try to be of encouraging word. So definitely, Daisy Hannah, please put back on the prayer line and affirmation list.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. We thank you. And notice that if you're a part of the Pavilion, you're always a part of the Pavilion. If you're away temporarily in New York or New Jersey or wherever you happen to be, we have members who were in China, but thankfully brought them home before the coronavirus. So, you know, the Pavilion of God goes where the people of God go. And so we want you to know you're a part of our community, and we just thank God for the joy and the lessons that each member brings to this community of faith.
Amen.
We just thank God for the word that was brought forth today. Thank you, Deacon Avia. But I want us all to know we have a word to share, all of us. And God chooses who God will to bring forth that word. Today, God chose Deacon Avia. We thank you for being a faithful servant to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Charles, can you ask for our offering, please?
Yes. As we take this offering, these are the words that we ask God. We ask God to make me a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you shower your favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointing, provisions, resources, healing, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You give your offering through by PayPal or the Cash App, or we look forward and we pray that we will be back in fellowship at the at our physical location. We invite you to stay in contact with us. God is.
Amen.
God is my all in all. That we need
Amen.
To look to God. It is having
yes.
that personal relationship. You know, sometimes people ask, boy, I want what you got. How do
Amen.
I get
Amen. Amen.
Just be open and ask God for it. And have the faith and believe. A step by step. I didn't, when we said our prayer, I forgot to us to mention Mama Ife.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that Mama Ife is well. I received a text from her this morning, and I texted her back, and I shared with her that I hope that she would be able to join us. And if she's not on the line, that I know that she is with us in spirit. Amen.
Amen. And there may be a few people who didn't get the message today. The blessing is they can listen to this worship.
Amen.
They can be a part of this
Amen.
Worship. That they're a part of this worship even without their physical presence, without them listening in this moment. You see, God has devised a way for us to be reminded that we are in touch with one another in the spirit. Just as God
Amen.
Is in touch with us in the spirit, we are in touch with one another. Don't feel disconnected when you're not physically connected. Amen?
Yes.
Know
Amen.
That we are truly brought together by the power of God. There's no accident here. You know, if you're listening in New York or you're listening in New Jersey or you're listening wherever you happen to be, it's not, oh, excuse me, let me correct myself, not where you happen to be, but where God placed you.
Amen.
You know, we're all placed in different places. We're all given different gifts, but we're all a part of one body, God's body. And we are to
Amen.
Do the work of, now I'm going to say this clearly, the work of loving one another. Because it isn't
yes.
just a feeling to say, I love you. It is the work of an intentionality of the heart that binds us one to another. We need to be
Amen.
Consciously aware that we're purposed to be with one another. In a congregation of 20, a congregation of 200, a congregation of 2,000, God places us where God will. Well, what a blessing to come in with intentionality
Amen.
And say, my life matters to the Lord. My life matters to my sisters
yes.
and brothers on my right and on my
right.
left. And we are here to serve
Amen.
The
Amen.
Lord by
Amen.
Reaching out to one another. What is God
Amen.
Asking you to do? How is God asking you to make your dry bones live again?
Amen.
You need to figure
Amen.
Out how to ponder the word of the Lord and ask what God is giving, hear what God is asking you to do. Not tomorrow, today. Amen. I'm going to invite you to open your Bibles later again and reread Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 14. Let those words permeate your heart and open the possibilities for new life in your life today.
Amen.
We thank God for the prayers. We thank God for the music sung. We thank God for the words spoken, the words that are on our hearts.
Amen.
And this is not a perfect mechanism today, but God is perfecting this. But I want you to know what a blessing it is that God prepared a radio station for us to use before we
Amen.
You know, what a blessing it is that this is a tool that is right in our hands. Will we perfect this tool? The answer is yes, we will. Will we do more?
Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
We will. We're not stopping here. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. Ask your friends, ask your family members to tune in. Know that God said, prepare yourself to serve the Lord, not in every ideal situation, but in every situation. And if we're serving that the Lord, that situation will become ideal. Amen.
Amen.
It may not seem ideal in the moment, but it will be transformed to the ideal purpose of God. So, beloved, I ask you to go forth to serve God and serve the people. So love God.
Reverend
Alethea,
before you leave.
Yes.
Reverend Alethea, before you leave, can you, this is Daisy, could you, you said that one can anoint themselves, and can you just, before you leave, explain how you one can do that,
you know,
because that's something I'm interested in.
Yeah, you know, we lay hands on one another, and the word of God says where two or three are gathered, that Jesus is in the midst. So I want you to know I am always with the Holy Spirit. There's always two in my presence. The angels are always with me. I can do these things in the power of God that God has given me. So when you pray for yourself, put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless me in whatever way you happen to need a blessing. So we lay hands on ourselves. We lay hands on one another, not out of form or fashion, but because of our faith in Jesus Christ. It is It is that simple and that powerful. So never feel alone, because, you know, feelings are not facts. The fact is you're not alone. Amen? You may feel alone, but you're not alone. The fact is God is in you, with you, through you, and for you. And where God is, there can be no imperfection.
Amen.
So we need
to trust the
power. What a waste it is. You know the saying about don't waste your mind, your thoughts. Don't waste the power of God. Don't waste the power of God. Use it and be guided in your use of God's gift to you. Be wise and in the use of God's powerful gifts that can be easily manifested in all of our lives. I invite you
to
be back with us on Wednesday at 7 o'clock for Bible study. We're going to break the chains. If you've got some chains around your foot, some chains around your hands, I want you to come and say, Lord, I'm ready to have these chains broken. I'm breaking them with the power that Jesus has given me. We need your strength. We need your faith. We need your love in Jesus' name. Now, if our hearts and minds are ready, I will offer the benediction, and we will prayerfully be singing out with the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Reverend Alethea, it is a challenge hearing. If everybody can put their phones on mute, because it's really challenging trying to hear you.
I agree. Turn the mute. Please put your phones on mute. Thank you so much. And thank you for that reminder. There are two people that I didn't take off mute and because they had background noise. So when you come into this, please put your phones on mute. Make sure you're in a room that is quiet you know, where you can always work. See, isn't this a blessing that we can worship? I'm going to tell you, I got lipstick on. So I'm dressed up this morning right in my own home. But whether you're dressed, I want you to be dressed in your spirit, ready to serve the Lord. Put on the desire that will brighten you no matter what condition you're in, physically or emotionally. Say, Lord, I'm dressing in your spirit this morning. I'm dressing in your love this morning. I'm dressing in your power this morning. I come now to serve you in this this temple that you've given me, in this temple that is my body. I'm serving you. Know that you walk into this beautiful, powerful space that is the church without walls. I want you to look around right now and know that you're standing next to me through the power of God. Some are on the right and some are on the left, but we're all together in Christ. We are one body, and we are a powerful pavilion of God. We have the glory of God in us, with us, through us, and for us. Please celebrate this day. Please celebrate the life that is yours. Let your dry bones get up and be alive. This is my prayer. Now, let us go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the people of God joyfully say, amen, amen.
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 I feel it in the atmosphere.
What a blessing.